Well, hello everybody, Brian here, quantlabs.net, just waiting for the good old YouTube to get synced up. Just give me a second here while I get the screen set up, and boom, chugga-lugga, boom, we're ready to go. All right, before I get started, let me just show you what's going on right now. It's Sunday night, or really Monday morning for most. My time, 1:16, June 14th here. So this is what's going on with the futures market so far. You see a bit of green, not much, but it's green. Oil's up a little bit, gold's down, VIX is down. Forex is going to be quite mixed when you see it. But that right there, my friends, is your number one asset that I speak of that I can't, because YouTube don't want me to talk about it. This one didn't do as much, but tomorrow night we'll be talking about it. Yeah, the FTSE and the Nikkei up as well. They're not too bad. All right, so if you want to learn more, what about a speak of? All you got to do is, if I can get my stupid mouse to work. Come on. Wow. All right, so right over here, just come over to quantlabs.net, click on that contact, and get the form filled out. We'll get you all set up to be on our list, the daily newsletter. Okay, so let me go over to good old MotoWave, and we're off the races. So lately, the best investment so far has been the Australian dollar, right? You can see it here on MotiveWave. It's been listed. It's actually not been moving a lot, okay? So there's a couple of longs here. Also Australian, Japanese yen. Looking, I won't say looking great for Australia, Canada, but when you saw that percent amount for that, something I can't really talk about, it just goes to show you that that is your number one asset. Even Elon Musk is getting in on it. So continuing along here. Okay. So that's what we got going on. Now I'm going to focus on these charts here. The more important assets. So first we have the Deutsche 30. The market's got short guidance. You can see here with this point down. Oil, not so strong as well. The US top 30 has got a slight long. Brent crude short. And then the US, the pound against the US dollar has got a short guidance, as well as the pound against the New Zealand. A bunch of them, everything's just pointing down for whatever reason. Pound against the yen's got a slight long right here. The USD against the CHF Swiss franc is long. It's a defense trade. Same with the USD Norway, USD Sweden, two of those as well. So again, I wouldn't say the Australian dollar is number one, but unfortunately, it is not looking pretty good. So the Mexican peso has a short there. And then we get into the silver shorts here with the euro. Gold, euro, gold, Hong Kong, and two Hong Kong, gold in New Zealand, all shorts. Then we get silver, same, silver in pound, silver in Hong Kong dollar. And two, well, actually mixed with the Singapore dollar. More longs. This one looks pretty good, but there's just no action. It's the Australian Canadian. We have four of those. Two of the Australian Hong Kong. A short, well, doesn't really matter there. Two longs of the Australian Singapore. And another long with the Australian USD. So if you look at that, I would say Australian dollar is your top pick. But then you get the safe haven trades, the euro, Sweden, with the long, the Deutsche 10-year, 30 market for the Deutsche. Three shorts there. Not looking good overall. Another Singapore 30s pointing down. UK 10-year bonds got a slight long. Same with the 30. Well, it's just short on the 30-year for the US, the 10-year, 30-year bond. USD, China really flat. A slight long with the USD Thai. USD top 30, slight long. 2-year bond, short for the US. Same with the 5-10-year. Okay, so not looking good in that area. USD CHF long set. I mean, you could probably get better mileage out of that trade there if you're a Forex trader. I'm just like, there's just Forex is just going nowhere, really. USD Mexico, USD Norway. I mean, if you look at the daily view here, I mean, does that look like you're going to make money with that? Or USD Sweden? This is nothing. You know, really nothing. Brent crude looks good, but it's pulling back with a short there. Same with natural gas and US dollar. Wheat, same thing, man. I mean, you hear about this inflation trade. It's really a lot of pullbacks there. You got two there on longs, more shorts, a corn USD. So the inflation trade is not, it's just short. I mean, so the inflation trade is, at least on the food level or agriculture, it's something to worry about. Continuing along here, pound against the New Zealand, 1, 2, 3 shorts. So that is not good. Where I said a while back, the New Zealand was the stronger. Pound against the USD short. I don't like this, to be truthful. Here's platinum, long there. But again, another, you know, flat, go nowhere trade. Australia, New Zealand, short, long. Those two, more longs though with Australia, Canada, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but I don't know. Let me just see here. I don't know. It's kind of gone flat. Deutsche 30 shorts. But look how flat that is. Oh man. How do you make money in these environments? You can't. Deutsche 30, another short there. NASDAQ, 1, 2, 2 shorts for the S&P. 1, 2, 3 there. So that is really not a place. So I think it's going to be that alternative asset class, I think, is the place to make your cashola. UK 100 mixed, but again, not much. Brent crude short in there. It is just flat, man. Absolutely flat. Pound against the Australian dollar, 1, 2, 3, 2 out of 3 shorts. Not looking at it. They said this was going to long, but does that look like it's moving? That's the US Canadian, 1, 2, 3. Ouch. USD Japanese yen shorting. Wow. Forex is just completely dead. USD franc mix there. Another short for USD Norway, slight long for USD Sweden. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Really nothing to even brag about there. USD Mexico's got some decent looking longs. Silver in Australia, slight long there. So again, Australian dollars, kind of the best place to be. Gold, 2 out of 3 shorts. Gold. 1, 2, 2 out of 3 for long. Gold in Hong Kong, 2 out of 3 are short. Actually, 3 out of 4. The short in gold in New Zealand. Slight long gold in Singapore. You really can't make heads or tails out of this. Okay, you got silver and euro. Slight long. It's just, forget it. Not worth even talking about. Okay, we got more Australia, Canada. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 longs, but doesn't do anything. Australia, Hong Kong is mixed. So they got more Australia. Let's focus on Australia, USD. No one wants the Australian dollar or the US dollar mixed there. Australia. Two shorts there. Euro, Japanese yen, long, short. Euro, Norway. Oof. Not looking good. Let's go. Okay, Euro and the USD. There's got to be something here. Short. Choppy and really not much. Actually, with the Euro USD, if you want it to be a mean reverting, there's some action like that. Deutsche third 10-year bond, slight longs. The market there, Deutsche 30, two shorts. Wow, not looking good, folks. This one looked promising. This is India. I mean, I'm really surprised from that close there of 14 cents, the current of 15. Or am I reading that wrong? Yeah, 15. No, 15,798. So it's gone up quite a bit. So I'm seeing here 14,484 peaking June 9th at 1580. So that, I'm really surprised with that. Again, that's India 50. Japanese 225 short and long. Ugh. Okay, here we got Thailand flat. Two of those, one, two, three, just really not much there. UK 10-year, two out of three long. Okay, sorry, that's one long, one short for the UK 100. NASDAQ, two shorts there. I don't think it's, I don't know. US, China, USD and China, slight long, flat, as you can see. Let me just check the daily. Yeah, really flat, it's been declining. USD Thailand, slight long there, but it's been long-term falling. One, two, three shorts there for the S&P. US 30 short, slight long for the 2-year, 5-year short, 10-year, two, one and a short there. Okay, USD Canada, long, short, nowhere. USD CHF, short, long. Oof, not looking good, folks. USD Japanese yen, two shorts there. I don't know. USD Norway, short, USD. Okay, here we have WTI, I got a short, Brent crude, short. Soybean, not long, but it's pulling back there. Sugar, flat, but it's got a slight long. I don't know what to tell you. I think this week's going to be all digital asset. We have a 50% sale on that, but just go over to quantlabs.net shop to know more about that. Pound against Canada, just flat, really dead. Pound against the US dollar short. New Zealand against the yen short. And in decline, USD, New Zealand against the USD slight long. I don't know. I wouldn't be trading this stuff. Okay, copper has got a short. On the daily view, it's gone fairly flat. Looks like it's got a slight pullback now. And platinum's got a long. And that's it. Doesn't look like there's any on there, that's okay. We shall talk to you later. Don't forget to get onto our newsletter. And to do that, all you got to do is look for the contact tab, top of quantlabs.net. On that, we shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Take it easy. Like my new haircut? Come on. Bye.